From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. A report from the U.S. Census Bureau finds black-owned businesses are on the rise, up 45% between 1997 and 2002. But don't be fooled. That doesn't mean starting your own business is easy. Just ask business partners Morgan Tucker and Willis Walker. Both men and their wives recently opened Javaology, an espresso bar in Atlanta. Its motto, building community, one cup at a time. They say business is good now, but getting the place off the ground was a long and daunting process that tested both their finances and their friendship. Willis Walker and Morgan Tucker, in their own words. First, here's Morgan.
Willis and I had had a conversation on a snowboarding trip and talked about his idea to open an espresso bar, and got a call a little while later, and it turns out that Willis and Sonia were actually looking for business partners, and it took Jennifer and myself about 4 seconds to make up our mind that we were going to basically drop everything, and the timing was just right. Willis and I have known each other for about 15 years, since I was 17. We met each other freshman year at Morehouse College. We were actually in the Glee Club together. Willis is an excellent singer. I think you should ask him to sing.
Man, that's
Oh, come on.
Nah.
Come on. Sing the song that you sang your wife. She's really going to be upset if you
forgot
that.
That's crazy. Whenever, whatever, whatever, whenever, wherever, whatever. Man, I can't even remember the lyrics. My wife is going to kill me. You can't play that. Being friends and business partners can be amazingly challenging. It's tough. I mean, because we both are extremely passionate about being successful. But when you're starting a business, there's so much stress just in general. You know, in our relationship, we used to go to the beach and hang out and have a good time and ride motorcycles and all kind of stuff. And now we just sit around drinking coffee and griping about what we need to be doing to grow our business.
It gets tough. You know, starting a new business, you're really financially strapped. And so everything that you have as a small business owner is plugged into that business. And so just the awkwardness of the finances sets everybody on edge. So, I mean,
every single dollar that's in the company is a personal dollar. You know, I bought a new pair of sneakers, but they don't feel so great because maybe that money should have been spent on, you know, new chairs. Or, you know, it's a fascinating position to be in. Unless you've done this before and you've seen what happens when you start a business, no one can tell you that there are margin that you don't have enough margin of error, that you'll never have enough startup capital, that your contractors will be standing around in your store waiting on you to write a check. There are just so many things that you just don't have a way to tell people. And then one day you start getting back into, you know, I feel like, you know, through a certain period of months and you realize that, wait a minute, we're going to keep this thing open. And then you start dreaming again.
Well, something else that quickly refocuses you is thinking back on all the horrible work experiences you had before starting your own business. And you think, they'll take me kicking and screaming. You know, there's a difference between a job and a career. I have a career now. I've had jobs before. I'm not really interested in another job.
It is definitely not something for the faint at heart. I will say that. Like, I used to believe that everyone should try to do something for themselves. You should try to start a business. After going through this a year and a half, it is very clear to me that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a job, enjoying where you work, enjoying your coworkers, and I just never understood how I fit. I mean, that's the problem.
I don't believe that being African American was a hindrance in any way to us getting the store open, but being in Atlanta and opening a business, I mean, Atlanta is one of the number one spots for young African American entrepreneurs to start businesses.
Wow, I have a, Morgan and I, that's what makes us great partners. We just have such different perspectives on things. I had someone review my package. They loved it. They thought it was great. They loved the concept, the idea. They thought my performer looked great. Entire conversation we'd had by phone. I sat down, I waited a few minutes, and finally, you know, a lady came from behind a glass and said, so-and-so, we'll see you now. The woman who really enjoyed my proposal, loved the package, loved the concept, loved the idea, after seeing me in person, gave me about, I want to say, no more than 2 minutes of her time. You know, I really would like to be the type of person that did not think about race as it pertains to things that happen in my life, just anything. Like you go into a store, you perceive you had bad service, so then you're all ruffled up wondering if that happened because I was a black man. I don't know how you fully escape it. All I can say is that it's something that we really try to avoid. I mean, I'd rather not think about that.
Willis, I really appreciate your hard-charging attitude and your ability to constantly refocus the business on the bottom line when it seems that there's a lot of distraction, you have the ability to keep your eye on the prize. And I really appreciate that.
Well, I do not appreciate the fact that you just had a baby in the middle of us thinking about our growth. I'm very disappointed in you. I think you could have waited to start your family at least another 2 or 3 years. No, actually, just kidding.
That again was Willis Walker and Morgan Tucker, co-owners of Javaology and Espresso Bar in Atlanta.